AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It appears everyone survived a wild night of what seemed to have been rapid-fire tornadoes in the Midwest. Indiana and Ohio got the worst of it. Storm debris so thick that highway crews had to use snowplows to clear an interstate. Emergency official Todd Harmison is in Pendleton, Indiana, which was heavily damaged.
We do not know at this time if this was a tornado, straight line winds, or what the cause was. There are several videos floating around that show funnel clouds. The National Weather Service will actually make that determination.
Power was knocked out for millions of people in the Midwest. Dayton, Ohio officials say many roads there are just not passable. President Trump is on the way back to the White House after a belated Memorial Day service on board the USS Wasp in the Pacific.
An enthusiastic welcome on the amphibious vessel for the Commander-in-Chief and First Lady.
I'm thrilled to be aboard the USS Wasp with the brave sailors and Marines, the 7th Fleet. Special people.
President Trump spoke of the amazing visit that he had with Japan's new emperor and the prime minister, without mentioning lingering disagreements over trade rules and North Korea. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prosecutors in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting are going to court today in Florida to try to get Nicholas Cruz's mental health records. He's accused of killing 17 people at the school last year. Prosecutors say he told deputies that voices told him to kill people, and they want to see his medical records for themselves. His family says Christopher Kulish died doing what he loved. The 62-year-old lawyer from Boulder, Colorado, climbed to the top of Mount Everest but died at a camp below the summit. His brother says they don't know why yet. Several climbers died on Everest last week. This is AP Radio News. The reigning Jeopardy champion is holding on to the crown.
28 and counting, and if James Holzhauer's winning streak on Jeopardy continues, he could end up surpassing Ken Jennings' all-time mark sometime next month. Holzhauer posted his 28th straight win yesterday, pocketing another $130,222 in winnings. That is the second highest single-day total ever. He also owns the top single-day total, $131,127. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
For the first time in more than a decade, Chinese travel to the U.S. is falling, and that has cities, malls, and other tourist spots scrambling to try to reverse the trend. Travel from China to the U.S. fell 5.7% in 2018 to about 3 million visitors. Friction between the two countries is one reason. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.